All right. When I wrote up a brief little thing for our website, my title for the story was Same Old Lions. Same Old Lions. Well, my prediction of 8-8 is looking pretty good at this point. They can still win out because, again, the schedule is weak. I don't know Stafford's injury. They're obviously not going to win out with Stafford's if Stafford's hurt and can't play. But at 6-6, they're still alive. And before I let you just go off here, Brady, at 6-6, they're still alive. If they find a way to sneak into the postseason, Martha Ford is not going to fire Jim Caldwell, no matter how inept, no matter how dumb, no matter what mistakes. The criteria for the Detroit Lions organization is so low that just making the playoffs makes him look like he's the greatest coach they've ever had. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going now. Did you see what happened in New York today? They fired Ben McAdoo, a coach that made the playoffs last year, a coach that's been coaching bad for 2.5 months, but it's obvious they're not going to go anywhere with him because he bungled the Eli Manning situation. That's what happens with a franchise that has an owner that has not even an iron fist, just that has the guts to do it right, that sees a head coach that's not going to do it and gets rid of them. Jim Caldwell is not that coach. On 3rd and 7, you have 9 players on the field. Do you realize how bad that is? That is, I have not seen junior varsity football teams do that. The coach is smart enough to call a timeout. I don't know if Jim Caldwell was looking at both of his watches trying to figure out what was going on, but he let that happen. You somehow got back in the game after going down by a bunch again, and now you climb back. You have a chance. Nope, 9 men out there on 3rd and 7 after, for whatever reason, let's try this fancy new sidewinder kick, and oh, it's down inside our own 50. All right, Lions, Ravens, first down, 10-point game. Sorry, I needed some water before I keep going. Jim Caldwell has proven time and time again he cannot coach. From way back from the Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary, he thought they were going to do that pass back and forth type of thing when they have Aaron Rodgers back there. Okay, that's lovely. You have an onside kick in Houston. Shouldn't have done it. You have only having 10 guys on the field. Oh, hey, look at that. We're finding a theme here in Green Bay, but they missed the field goal, so you got bailed out there. You have the Pittsburgh game this season. You have countless other examples I can't think of off the top of my head that you just don't get
right.
There
was a play in Dallas. I remember DJ ranting about it.
Yes, he doesn't go for it on 4th and a shaven chin hair in Dallas on their 40 to ice the game. They punt it. And then they go right down the field and score. And he couldn't manage timeouts if that was his only responsibility. It is clear. It is obvious. Jim Caldwell cannot lead a football team to victory. He has Peyton Manning, and he can't win anything with one of the best quarterbacks of our generation. What is he going to do with Matthew Stafford? And no, all the blame is not on Jim Caldwell, but a lot is. Matthew Stafford, he has to be better. The O-line didn't play well, but they're getting hurt. But this all comes back to Jim Caldwell. Why can't you score in the first quarter? Why are you down double digits for the 4th game? It's been a month straight. Nothing you're doing is working. Whether it's your players not responding to you, respecting you, whatever, you can't do this another month. And it's gotten to this point. Yesterday was the tipping point. I got to this with Jim Schwartz. I hope the Lions lose the rest of their games. The only way this team's going to get better is if they get rid of the dead weight known as Jim Caldwell. And the only way to do that is lose. I am praying for 6-10.
They're not going to lose at Tampa, home to Chicago, at Cincy, home to Green Bay. They're not going to lose all
those
games.
I am praying they do. Because, you know what, let's say they win 3 of 4, which they probably will, miss the playoffs, go 9-7. Martha isn't going to fire him.
No, she's going to 9-7. That's a winning season.
I bet you Bob
Quinn. How many back-to-back winning seasons have the Detroit Lions had in the last 60 years?
Okay, let me ask you this question. Does Bob Quinn have the autonomy to fire him? If Bob Quinn did not think Jim Caldwell was a good enough head coach, does he have carte blanche to say, get out of here, I'm getting a real head coach?
I don't know. I don't exactly. know. I don't have the answer.
The answer should be yes for any general manager in any sport. The fact that it's not makes me scared and makes me worried that nothing has changed and it won't change. DJ said a lot of crazy things on these airways, but he might be right. As long as the last name is Ford, nothing is changing, and that's looking more and more true every game.
And I've been saying that all along, and people yell at me. I tried to be positive, or more positive this year.
They did football things right in the first four games, and then like a magician, poof, they're gone. You should have beat Pittsburgh. You should have beat Atlanta. You didn't. You choke in Minnesota because you decide to go for it on your own 20 with a timeout and the 2-minute warning. Anybody could have done it. I could have found some 12-year-old playing Madden that could have handled that situation correctly. And look, you got a 3-and-out, and then, oh, kick the field goal, game's over, you lose, bye-bye. You have an Aaron Rodgers-less division and a beat-up Vikings team that you allowed to just sleepwalk to a division, something you should have done a few years ago.
Actually,
no.
Mathematically, the Lions can still win the division.
Mathematically, I can date Emma Watson. It's not going to happen. Mathematically, I could go to the NFL. It's not going to happen. The Lions are becoming a joke.
If the Vikings lose at Carolina, home to Cincy, at Green Bay, and home to Chicago, and the Lions win out, the Lions are the division champs.
I'm going
to
steal one from
you. That's what a slappy is telling you right now.
If your grandma had wheels, she'd be a tea cart. It doesn't matter. It is obvious that...
The other frustrating thing about yesterday's loss for me is Atlanta lost. They got a bad result with Seattle beating Philadelphia.
It doesn't matter.
But they're still got something to play for. See, I'm being devil's advocate now.
Yeah, I know. No, they do not. Listen, if you are a Lions fan, and if you want in your heart of hearts, you want the Lions to go and finally win that Super Bowl, you are cheering for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You are cheering for the Chicago Bears. You want to see this team go 6-10, so they have no choice but to get rid of the dead weight known as Jim Caldwell.
I'm going to make a prediction here, away from the Caldwell thing. What's his name? Tion Green?
Tion Green.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Tion Green, who is not an NFL running back. He's not.
Might be better than Zach Zenner.
But this is what's going to happen. He's going to rush for 100 yards at Tampa Bay. He's going to rush for 100 yards against the Bears. He's going to rush for 100 yards at Cincinnati. And he's going to rush for 100 yards against Green Bay. And the Lions are going to think, oh, our running back situation is solved, and they're not going to draft a running back in the draft, and there'll be a good one out there.
They have to.
There'll be a good one out there because they're going to say, Tion Green is our guy. And then Tion Green is going to get out on the field next year against the real teams on the schedule because they don't have any good teams left on the schedule.
Again. Yeah. Well,
and he's going to get stuffed, 3 carries, -7 yards, and it's going to be the same old for Lions football.
Yesterday was just a tipping point for me. I'm glad I got to watch the Prowlers sleepwalk through the game against Carolina, so I didn't get to watch a football team sleepwalk through a game against Baltimore. Yesterday sucked. It was all bad news in sports. From the Prowlers looking like they, you know, didn't get a ton of sleep, let's just say that, to the committee showing complete bias, getting almost all 6 positions they showed wrong, and to the Lions just, you know, pulling their pants down and showing everyone what they're really made of. That's what yesterday was in sports. It was awful. And that's why I drove up here, just so I could tell you guys how bad it was.
We appreciate that. If we have time here, I'll let you get on the playoff thing in just a second. But we got to take a break right now, and then we'll be back with more. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show.